This show is brought to you by
6 years old, maybe productions.
Vault dwellers, we are back again.
Heyo! Oh, let's go, baby. I'm glad you did the intro that way, by the way. And if you couldn't tell, we're talking about Borderlands today. No, I'm just kidding. We're just going to get...
You fucked my head up even though I know what we're doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm sitting here. We had a conversation about it. And then I'm still sitting here going, we're talking about Borderlands?
No, we're going to get right back into our coverage.
Coverage. What the hell is a coverage?
We're getting right back into recapping the Fallout series on Amazon. We're on episode 4. We are moving forward. I don't remember if we said this when the mics were, you know, when we were recording last time or not, but we are going to go and start doing one episode at a time instead of two.
Yes.
Because, as y'all could probably tell, we started to get a little, they were blending together. We're like, which one was this episode? Which one was that episode? And it's a lot to process. So we figured we'll give each episode the respect it deserves.
Absolutely.
And without further ado, we got episode 4. Episode 4 got a little wild.
I wasn't expecting as much as what happened. So let's get into it. Let's go ahead and just jump right in. We start the episode off is actually one thing that I absolutely loved. It was just seeing the huge ass rad roach crawling on the inside of a house and then coming down.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that is how that started. And you know what's funny? Now, I don't need to wait till the end to say this. I was actually surprised that I thought the way they were dead done it thus far, every episode you were going to get a little bit of everybody.
So did I. I didn't think that I wasn't going to get any Maximus. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, this episode was strictly Ghoul and Lucy.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, so they, with walking through a town, they ended up at an abandoned medical clinic. And when they were at the clinic, they heard somebody yell. Nope, I'm thinking of the wrong thing, my bet.
You're going a little far down the line here.
Okay, so was it his buddy first, or was it Mr. Handy first? God, that sounds so bad.
So
I'm trying to remember because I don't want to say them out of, because I think the whole fuck was his name?
Who?
The other ghoul.
That was first. That was first. I don't remember his name, but yeah. So basically, the episode starts where they are, well, I shouldn't say they because she's not exactly in charge, but the ghoul is taking Lucy with him and they are looking for the medical clinic so he can get, because she broke his shit.
Get vials.
He needs vials or else he's going to go full feral, which he does not want, obviously. Yes. So, you know, they get to this clinic and like you said, you can hear this dude.
Somebody's in there just screaming and yelling and, you know what I mean? They're screaming their name and...
Yeah.
And it was just like
I forget what his name was.
Shit. Yeah, I'm trying to fucking find it and I can't.
But anyway, so they go into this clinic and I'm assuming it's the dude that ran that clinic. I assume is who that was. They don't tell you.
I'm thinking more that I thought that was one of his bounty hunter buddies.
I mean, true, because he didn't know him and he was, you know, asking him how things were going and whatnot. But anyway, so they go in there and you could tell that this ghoul was turning.
Roger that. Because the ghoul came straight up, like when he started, he's like, how we doing there, Raj?
Yeah. So he is basically mid-turn. He knows it's coming. And you know what's weird? And it probably didn't do it for anybody else, but for like a split second, this scene kind of hit me in the feels. Because if you've never seen the movie before, the ghoul kind of goes of mice and men on this dude. Did you ever see Of Mice and Men?
Yes.
Yeah. So for anyone for the people who have seen Of Mice and Men, because I'm not about to explain that to anyone who hasn't seen it. At the very end, when you know what's about to happen to Lenny, but homeboy gives him a nice story, tells him to picture the, mm-hmm. you know, the place and the rabbits and then cacao. Well, the ghoul pretty much does the same thing towards the end of that because he shows
mercy. He showed mercy.
He did, but right before that, he got him talking about something good. He was like, you know, do you remember how good food used to taste and stuff like that? And then the dude starts like thinking and saying something, and then he just pow.
Pops him right in the head.
Puts him right out of his misery, which is exactly what he was doing.
I mean, look, if he did not do that, the guy would have gone feral. And if that would have been the case, Lucy would have been the first one gone. Because, I mean, he obviously, like, a ghoul's not going to go after a ghoul. There's no reason. You know what I mean? So they're going to go after what they call smoothies.
Yeah, but as far as what we know because of where he was taking her further into the episode, he wouldn't let the ghoul get Lucy anyway because he needed her.
True.
But I think if the ghoul turned feral, he would have just shot him then. I actually think that was the first time that we got to see the ghoul actually have a little bit of humanity.
Yeah.
Because all he did there was make sure that dude, you know, wasn't going to suffer, basically.
Yeah, because that's the way, you mean, ghouls who have a sound mind think.
Yeah.
About, you mean, being feral. You mean, it's the fact of, you mean, you're suffering through the rest of your life.
And then right after that happens, you can kind of kick the humanity to the side a little bit, because then survival kicks in, because the first thing he starts doing is cutting into that dude to eat some food. Eat some flesh food, I should say.
He's a ghoul.
Gotta eat.
He's hungry.
Yeah.
I don't see what look, yes, it's unfortunate what happened with the dude. But
you gotta do what you gotta do.
But guess what?
Survival.
Eat not, want not.
Yeah, survival, baby. Out in the wasteland, you got to do what you got to do.
There you go.
Lucy and her fucking golden rule, white knight paragon shit she's got going on, she didn't quite like it. And she talked a little bit too much, because then the ghoul basically was just like, what am I doing the work for?
Yeah.
And basically handed her the knife and had her cut that motherfucker up.
As he said, this ass jerky isn't going to cut itself.
What a line. And yes, by the way, I gave him the look to hit that a second time, because even I can admit that was a rough one. You know what's fucked up about that?
Wow.
Alex was talking to me about somebody cracking today at work. And I was like, you know what, dude, it's been so long since I've cracked. And then here we go. That's great. That's what I get. Anyway, let's continue.
It looked like she was ready to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like she was ready to fight the ghoul when he wanted her to do all the work. And
so he could eat.
But she eventually, gave in for it and did it. And then you see, later on in the show, you see like 5 or 6 pieces of
jerky. It's literally right after.
Oh, is it right?
Yeah, okay, it's right after, as they're walking towards. Yeah. Now you're getting to your Mr. Handy part. As they're walking towards where he's been trying to get her to, yeah, you see just like 4 or 5 pieces of ass jerky just hanging off his hip. But they're on their travels, and they come across a barrel with some radiated water.
Basically. I mean, you hear the pit boy going.
Oh, it's going nuts. It's going off. Yes. And he fills up his canteen and he drinks it. And Lucy kind of looks up at him, and then she looks at it, and it's just like, it's almost like it is the first time that she realized, there's shit I just got to do out here.
Yeah.
And she crawled her ass up to that thing. And
well, yeah. And that's the thing, because I mean, it wasn't the first time. The first time I'm pretty sure was with, cutting the head off. You know what I mean? That was pretty much saying, hey, do what you got to do out here. Was it?
Yeah. That right there wasn't necessary to her survival, though. That was just necessary to get her dad back, because she needed the head.
But like, I mean, this was in like order if to she survive, you mean she wasn't going to stay at that location for?
Well, I mean, touche. But she goes up, takes a fat old drink of that.
Takes a few
fat old sips of that water, and randomly, right after that, Ghoul starts getting a little bit sick. He starts hacking up a lung.
Yeah,
and Lucy thinks this is a perfect time for me to try to make my escape. So
she does.
So she. She diz.
She diz.
She diz do that. So
okay.
She takes off, and what she should have learned, now, she didn't get to learn it because she didn't get to witness this. What I said in the episode when I was watching, and then I remembered she didn't get to see it, was when the ghoul was fighting Maximus, you got to see that lasso work.
Yes.
Because he hauled that dude out the sky and pulled him down.
Didn't have any of that.
But she was inside dealing with homeboy's foot.
Yep.
So she was like, I can get away from this dude. Dude, she got like 30 feet
something maybe like that. I mean, around a corner. I mean, yeah, she went around a corner, and then I mean, she basically gets like stopped. I mean, she's looking around like, oh shit, where do I go?
And she got lassoed up.
Lassoed up.
Straight around the midsection. She just started yanking her ass. And then he drives.
I like how they showed that, like, you know what I mean, like, the ghouls actually have, like, some strength. You know what I mean? Actually, yeah. Some significant. Because, like, dude, you saw every pull.
Yeah.
There was a lot of rope coming back to him.
Yeah. You know what sure, I mean? So, sure was.
You know what I mean, like, and I don't know if that was because of the water, you know what I mean, was giving him a boost because of the radiation and he's a ghoul and all that. But I'm like, okay. I like seeing the power level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of people.
So after she gets snatched up, they make their way to this.
You're clinic. Missing something.
What am I forgetting? What did I miss?
During that fight, after he pulls her back with the rope.
Oh, that's a big part, too.
They're fighting. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? She's struggling, and she bites off one of his fingers.
She bites off his index finger.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I did not expect what happened next, I'll tell you that.
I didn't expect it either. So in response to answer this, the ghoul takes that it looks like a paring knife or something like
that. I thought
that.
It was the knife he was using to cut up
the ass dude. Jerky. Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It was the ass jerky knife. Yeah.
But he took it and just did a perfect cylindrical
cut.
Fucking cut and then went through the bone and took her finger.
Yeah. Also shocked that she took it like a champ.
She had
there wasn't even a whimper.
No fucking reaction.
There wasn't even a whimper. Now my brain was just like, she's got to be so just fucking depleted that maybe she just didn't even have it in her. But I don't know. But yeah, he cut her finger off and he said something really witty too. And I can't quite remember what it was. Something like that was like, that's the most honest interaction we've had
yes.
out here. Something like that. Like you take my finger, I take yours.
Yeah.
But there was no hesitation. She bites his finger. He whipped out his knife and said, you take mine, I'm taking yours. But like, I'm glad you stopped me there because that is a part of what happens next. And then they get to this clinic.
Yep.
And he buzzes in on this little intercom and you hear a Mr. Handy on the other side.
Yep.
And, you know, basically he said that he's, you know, he's got someone out here and basically he's trading or he wants to trade Lucy.
For some vials.
For some vials.
Yep.
And, you know, so he basically tells her because she didn't want to go in there. She doesn't know what the hell's going on in there. And he basically tells her like, you ain't got no luck out here with me. You better see what luck you have in there because that's
the only luck you're going to find.
Yeah. Like, I don't get what I want out of you. I might just kill you out here. So go in and take your chances.
Now, here's the thing. He first says that he has a girl mint condition.
And then what does he switch it to?
And then he looks at her finger and then he goes, near mint condition.
Near mint condition.
And that shit was fucking hilarious because I wasn't expecting.
I'm not going to lie. So something that I thought was going to happen that didn't, and I'm kind of glad when that happens because you never want a show to be predictable, but I was thinking of all the fallout things they put in for the people that played the games. Mm-hmm. When she first went in and she first sees this Mr. Handy, he says something about like her having to like take a test to see how fit she is and whatnot. So yes. I thought she was going to be doing like the strength test.
Special.
I said strength. Yeah, the special test. So for some reason, I thought that was coming.
Okay.
And then when it didn't, I was like, all right, I like that you're not obvious because I thought that was coming.
I mean, that is something that I would have much more expected we would have got from inside the vault.
Oh, yeah. Because, for sure. In the very, that's where you do it. Is,
yeah. I mean, that's where all that comes from for the most part. Yeah.
Well, except New Vegas.
True.
But
before
all the shit she walked by,
more about Mr. Handy and such. God damn, I really need to stop saying that.
It does. It's not Mr. sound Handy.
Good. I know, but it doesn't sound good.
What do you want to call him, Bert?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. So we need to go back to the vault.
Oh yeah, I forgot they went back to the vault.
We got so excited to just keep on talking about the ghoul and Lucy because you know what I mean, they're two of the main characters.
How could you forget about fucking Norm and what's the other dude's name? Her brother? Or not her brother. Norm is her brother. The former gatekeeper.
Cliff? Not Cliff.
Clint? Cliff? Clint?
Something like that.
Clive? Clyde?
Some name. So, we see Reg and Woody. They're putting posters up. They're trying to, you know what I mean, win the electoral vote of an overseer.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're sitting there having a conversation about, you mean they're being very, very cordial to each other. You know what I mean? Talking just straight up normal stuff. You know what I mean? They're looking at one of the raiders that was detained. And he was not very nice.
The one that Norm was about to feed? Who's that one?
No, not that
one. Not that one yet? All right.
No. The one after you see Norm and Reg. Not Norm. God, now I'm saying Norm all the time. I'm about to say it again. Reg and Woody, you know what I mean, when they're drinking the coffees?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, had that one that's in the room by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, he's saying
angry song.
He's saying some not nice things. But then we get to Norm. So Norm, his job, as we've learned, you know, from some of the previous episodes, he is now the main person to feed the raiders
that are locked up.
Yeah. That are locked up in Vault 33.
This motherfucker was wheeling a cart with like some birthday cake, some Jell-O, and the good stuff, man.
Yeah, and then you had Betty. Who was sitting? I mean, she's on watch with the prisoners, and she got super excited seeing all the cake and stuff, and then was like, "Wait a minute, it's all going to them?"
Yeah.
And Norm was like, "It's what I was told to give them." And then he goes, "You want some?" And she's like, "Yeah." it was cute. It was very cute the way she was like, "Yeah," and then from there. They were like, he goes, just go ahead. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care. Just go. So she wheels this thing away, and he's about to close the little feeding
Door.
Little door for feeding. And
homeboy stops him.
Yeah, one of the raiders stops him. And the raider was essentially saying, We didn't do anything to Vault 32.
Yeah, because Norm...
It was
Norm,
already done when we got there.
Yeah, because Norm basically opened up the conversation by saying that, you know, they should be doing to them what they did to the people in Vault 32.
Yeah.
And then the dude responds with, you know, basically, we didn't do that, and whatever they were doing in Vault 32 wasn't anything good. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't anything good.
Not at all.
So, you already know with his inquisitive nature that Norm was about to go do some exploring.
Yes.
Before
that, he was sitting, just Norm was just sitting out, just looking out into the vault. And the older black woman came up and started talking with him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what her name is, but she essentially told him, your voice carries more weight than you could possibly know because you're the last McLean in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
Dad got kidnapped. Sister's dumbass went to go look for him. And we obviously can't trust the gatekeeper, even though I guess he's not a McLean.
No, we got you.
But we got you.
Yeah, he's not a cousin.
And people will listen to you.
Yeah.
And she basically just tells him, tread lightly with
what you say.
Think about what you say before you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Because with him talking about, well, we should kill them because they were going to kill us, that opens up a very, very dark path for the people in that vault that I don't think anybody really wants to go down.
Yeah, I mean, you know how quickly you can go from a vault dweller to a raider yourself?
Yeah.
You start adopting that mentality?
Fucking a heartbeat.
Right.
Right. And that was the last thing that we got within the vault for that moment. And then we get to what we're talking about.
Yeah,
we get back to Lucy drinking the water with the scuffle, biting the fingers.
Yep. And she is now in the spot with Mr. Handy. And he asks her to come back. She sits on this gurney. And it is hilarious because he just pops open a drawer with a shitload of fingers. And he's basically looking around like, no, not that one, not that one. That one's too fat. He gets one. He's like, ah, perfect. And
he puts a finger back on. He straight sewed a brand new finger on it. Well, slightly used.
Much better job than how they put the foot on Wilzig.
Yeah, she didn't feel it.
No.
It went pretty good.
Yeah. Now, I don't know why I would have thought she'd have felt it because she just clearly didn't feel it getting cut the fuck off. So.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I have a thought in my head, and I really hope that's not it, because I kind of don't think I want that.
Tell me.
But what if she's a synthetic?
Ooh. Lucy? Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, that would be one of those things where, you know, you find out in fucking, like, episode, you know, 7, 8, and then you're like, oh, that's why Payne didn't bother her.
Because the last time you saw anything cause a problem for her was when she was being used as bait to bring the gulper out. When she was being drowned. Yeah. After that, you get almost no reaction from anything.
And before that, too, when she was getting fucked up in that first fight with that first raider, he threw her all around that fucking room, slammed her fucking head like damn near through the fucking stove, and nothing.
There's some
interesting... You got me messed up now, bro. Damn it. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't want that. It's just...
I don't want that because that is something that, you mean, we didn't get until Fallout 4.
You know
what I mean? With Boston. But... So
anyway, it's not long after the finger that you find out what she's really there for.
Yeah, so they're going to just harvest her organs.
Yeah, because apparently they're worth a lot.
Yep. So they go walking through where you have just locked door by locked door by locked door of ghouls and people.
Yeah. And obviously all infected.
And
a range. You've got. We'll talk about the. How far the range goes when we get to, like, the end of that scene. But, yeah, she's walking through. It literally looked like they were in, like vending machines, like refrigerators.
Yeah.
It looked like they were in refrigerators. That's what it
was. They're like the refrigerators that you see, like, in 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. But they all were locked up. Everything was locked to one central hub, you know what I mean, that you had the two main guys that were running. Yeah,
and you had the one woman in there that just kept saying, what was her name, Martha? She kept saying, I'm Martha.
My name is Martha. I'm Martha.
And you started to think the same, because that's exactly how the ghoul was when they first got to, when her and the ghoul first got to the other dude with Roger. So you, like, so...
It's like you, remembering the viewer, your name.
Remembering your name is
like the number one thing.
Yeah, but you could tell that, I guess that's what they were trying to get you as the viewer to realize, that, like, once you get to that point...
There's nothing.
There's your full feral pretty soon, because that's like the last thing that you're remembering to say is what your fucking name is. Yep. And you got nothing else. But as soon as you find out, or as soon as Lucy finds out and realizes that her organs are about to be cut open, and Mr. Handy is just so nonchalant about it. He just sit back at, you know, it's not going to be a big deal. And he's got this big ass saw about to, like, crack through her sternum.
His name is Snip Snip.
Yeah. Yeah, Snip Snip.
Snip Snip.
That's true.
And he had a voice that sounded a lot like this.
Yeah. And Lucy pulls a badass move last second, as this thing is about to straight cut her sternum open, and she grabs the defibrillator and basically gives him a full-on clear.
Yep.
Well, she didn't warn him.
She shocks no warning. The saw.
Yeah, she shocks the saw, and it basically short-circuits the whole fucking thing.
Yep.
And
unfortunately.
I haven't heard your voice get that high in a long time.
Yep. But I was kind of hoping for a little bit more from a Mr. Handy. You know what I mean? We've only seen them twice in this thing so far.
I mean, it didn't really have a fucking chance. It got fucking the one thing that can incapacitate it happened immediately. So, I mean, what was it supposed to do?
True.
Now, I forget. Does the rest of that shit continue right after that? Or is this when it then goes back to the vault?
No, it goes back to the vault.
Okay.
So, Chet...
Aha.
That's the cousin.
Cuzzo.
Weird motherfucker.
Cuzzo.
So, you see that Chet is just hanging out at home. He, you mean, he's got his meal. He's about to eat.
He's minding his own goddamn business.
And then somebody knocks on his door.
Who was it?
It was Steph.
It was
good old Steph.
Good old Preggers.
Yep.
Good old Preggers.
Vault girl herself. Nuka-Cola.
Yeah, Nuka-Cola girl who's got her baby daddy's belongings with her.
Yeah, she had a bunch of stuff, and she really didn't know what to do with some of it, so she wanted to give it away. I mean, she thought about Chet with a bunch of this stuff.
Yeah, and she had been a mess because her baby daddy got murked pretty bad during that very first fight with the Raiders when they murked everyone in the vault, or almost everyone in the vault.
Yeah.
So she's left... Think about how fucked up that is. You are pregnant where your hormones and shit are already all out of whack. and then your baby daddy gets viciously murdered. That's crazy.
It is. You're not wrong.
That's crazy.
So she continues to like hand him this stuff. Like she gave him his shoes.
That looked like they were for a child.
Yeah, they looked very small.
Now, I know Chet looks like a bigger dude. Like, he looks like he could be, like, 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
Something like that. But, like, when I saw that shoe, I actually had to rewind because I thought I missed something, and I thought they were, like, from another kid. Because, like, these things were this big.
Nah, I was like, they were a kid. I remember Steph saying that they were her late husband's shoes.
She got them from Anthony's closet. That's what that is. Size 4 coming up.
Oh, shit. And
love you, bro.
She keeps on giving him more and more stuff, and he ends up wearing this whole fucking getup of this cardigan and a scarf. And Steph just before that, Steph falls into him crying. You know what I mean? Just oh my god, just about her old husband, just being all fucking
yeah for 7 seconds,
and then look again, she's pregnant. Hormones are fucking nuts, right?
Yeah.
So, I get it. I understand. They literally just start doing their thing.
And, yeah, what's hilarious about that is she starts everything. He's all sorts of confused as what's even happening.
But then he just runs with it.
Yeah, well, hilarious part is he starts trying to take the shit off that she put on him. And she's like, no, just leave it on. So, like,
he's like, I don't know what I was thinking.
And then it even got weird because he started calling himself her dude's name.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, and then, like, she was all about it. And what happened to ruin the mood?
Water break.
Yep. What a mood killer. What a mood killer. Man, about to get some Vault Dweller Strange, and all of a sudden, fucking goddamn splish splash. Mm. That was a lot, too. I just wasn't expecting it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure when Jess had Logan, you know what I mean? Because they forced her water break at the hospital. And, like, you know what I mean? When they, yes. Yeah. And when they went ahead, it seemed like there was a hell of a lot that came out.
Yeah. So, like, we have a water balloon fight? What's going on here? But, yeah, her water breaks, and that kills that.
Immediately after the everything with the Jell-O cake and all that, you see Norm go to Chet's place. And then, I mean, you hear the screaming and everything else, you know what I mean, because she's having the baby at his house. And Norm says to his cousin, you want to get out of here?
Well, what was weird about that is, doesn't he say, do you want to step outside or something, or do you want to go outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny, because for a second I was like, wait, this motherfucker mean, like, actually outside? And I was like, wait a minute, no, he don't.
But then he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, bro, after the shit I just went through, yeah, get me out.
But they start, Norm talks with Chet about what he was told by the Raider.
About what was going on in 32.
So they make their way to 32. Now, remember, there was the explosion that Muldaver set off.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to dig all that rubble out, which is what they were doing. And then they crawled through, started making their way into Vault 32. And they just see just the devastation of the crops and everything else. And and they were like, what happened here?
Yeah, because, like, whatever happened here happened a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, because they found somebody, and they checked his pit boy.
Mm-hmm.
And his pit boy, I mean, there wasn't any organic life, I mean, for years. And it was like, okay, then the Raiders didn't do it.
Yeah.
Which means what?
What happened? Did it? Yeah, what the hell happened?
Yeah, so now they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do now. You know what I mean? With all this stuff, they start making their way towards the overseer's office for Vault 32, thinking they might be able to find some information there. And then we get back with the ghoul and Lucy. Well, mainly the Lucy.
Mainly Lucy, yeah, because right after she defibrillates Homeboy, basically she has him, like, fucking roped up and shit. Not roped up, but she's got him.
Yeah.
she's got him. She walks his ass out as a hostage.
Yep.
to fucking Dumb and Dumber, Tweedledee and Tweedledum sitting on the couch.
And they were like,
that are basically like, I guess, the drug kingpins of fucking, of the wasteland. Because they're the ones with the box of all the good shit.
Yeah, they got all the good shit.
Yeah.
So they go, fucking destroy it. It's a robot. We don't care. And from
she
there,
she goes full science on him.
She's like, oh, okay then. She grabs the arm of Snip Snip that's the syringe.
Mm-hmm. And it's loaded up with
I loaded this syringe with a Braxo cleaner and something else.
Yeah, and she basically tells him, Mr. Handy, to tell him, you know, what happens.
What happens to your body.
Yeah. Newsflash, it ain't good. Nope. Yeah, newsflash is not good. So basically they're like, yeah, okay. So, you go ahead and do what you want. So basically, you know, she wants the shit. She wants to get out. But she tells them first.
Free the people.
Free the people. The ghouls are coming too. So the first thing they do, so they got this like switchboard that they have right where they're sitting, lazy fuckers. And they flip the first switch and they flip the first switch and they let the ghouls out. And these ghouls, they just come out and they start to leave.
It's ghouls. It's regular people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just regular wastelanders. And yeah, they get out and they go.
And then, you know, but there were still a few left. Martha was still left. And then there was a couple others. And Lucy was just like,
Them too.
All of them. And the guys looked at him like, you know, like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about here. And she was like, all of them. So they flipped that next switch. And that's when you see, I think it was three feral ghouls come out. And that was Lucy's first time really seeing
what a feral ghoul can do.
And yes, and why they should have still been locked up. Because the one fucks up the one dude. Well, yeah, the one fucks up the one dude. Yep. They both got fucked up. Both guys.
Yeah,
both guys got fucked up. But they did get their lick in too.
And Snip Snip.
Yeah, they got their lick in too, though.
Yes.
Because they each took one with them.
Yeah, they each took one out.
And then all that was left was Lucy and Martha.
And you saw Martha's change. And you saw that her change was almost complete.
Yeah, and Lucy was trying. Yeah, and the same thing you heard from Roger in the beginning. And Lucy was trying to get at the last bit of Martha that was still in there. Just trying to be like, hey, I know somebody's in there, you know. But didn't work out, but as she was talking to her, the camera cut, and you could see that there was a gun on the ground, and she was looking at...
what kind of gun?
I don't remember.
That's 10 millimeter, dog.
But, oh, yeah, all right.
That's 10 millimeter.
Yeah. Fucking...
I saw that, and I said it right to Jess.
How much ammo
I'm
you
like,
got?
Ooh, I like that 10 millimeter.
How much ammo you got? 13,000 rounds, because I remember having the 10 mil in that game, and it's just like, bro, everywhere. You never run out of ammo for that thing.
No.
So she lays waste to Martha.
She has to.
She grabs, you know, a handful of the vials, rolls out. Do they finish? Yeah, they finish because it ends in the vault with the other two. So,
well, no. And then we also have later on with the ghoul, but...
Well, yeah, but that's at the very end.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah, it's the very end. So, you know, Lucy goes out and the ghoul is still... basically all but fucking passed the fuck out there.
Yeah, because
he's hurting.
Bad.
He's hurting. He hasn't had his shit in a while. And she goes out and she looks at him and she basically goes, if you don't get these, you turn into that. And he didn't really have much bass in his voice, but he basically said, yeah. And I don't remember exactly what she said, but she basically just said that, you know, like...
He said something earlier in the episode about how she will look like him. She's going to be him.
Yeah, because he said
she drank the water.
Because I remember, because he said I was you.
Yep.
And eventually,
and then she decides to tell him, I might look like you, I might eventually look like you, but I will never be you.
I will never be you.
And then she drops a handful of vials.
And then the great line is she's walking away. Golden rule, motherfucker.
Yep. I loved it.
Best line in that episode.
Fucking boss status.
Golden rule, motherfucker. And then she just walks the fuck off. And then we go back into the vault to pick up with Norm and Chet.
Yes, and they are continuing to search more through Vault 32. They find even more bodies. They find shit written in blood.
Yeah, and they
had the overseer. I mean, they made their way into the overseer's office, and he was tied up.
But before they even got there, they found some vault dwellers in there that were literally like they choked the shit out of each other. Like, they were killing each other.
Yeah.
Were killing each other. And they started to realize, like, okay, these motherfuckers were going crazy in here.
Yeah.
Like, they all...
They went bananas.
Yeah. And then, like you said, they get to the overseer's office, and that dude is just tied up to his chair. And I believe on the wall it says something like, death to management death or to something. Management. Like, yeah. It says death to management. So you have
Norm. Norm starts jumping on the computer trying to find... Chet, he's just beside himself. He doesn't know... He doesn't understand how the fuck people can be this way. You know what I mean?
Because they figured something got in, but how did it get in? Because you couldn't get in without
a key card. He is such a summer babe. Such a summer babe.
Yeah. So...
And Norm gets on the computer, starts looking on it...
To figure out how the door got open.
How they got it open... And here's the big fucking kicker.
Boom.
They used his mom's Pip-Boy to open up Vault 32 because it was open from the outside, which means you have to have a Pip-Boy too.
What was her name? Rose?
Rose.
Rose McClane?
Rose McClane.
Yeah. And obviously you see the shocked look on Norm's face like, what the fuck?
He was
beside himself.
Yeah, he really didn't know how to fuck to think that. So, and then we get back to the ghoul.
Yeah, for the very last little wrap up of the episode.
Yep. So he takes a little opportunity to go inside the mart, tries to do a little scavenging, seeing what he can find. He finds the motherload.
He finds the little fucking the chest that she took a couple vials out of, and that thing is loaded with fucking vials and pills, all sorts of shit.
Vials, pills, chem, alcohol.
And he loads and up.
He was drinking. He was intaking. He had it all.
Then he finds himself a little movie.
Yeah, he finds the man from Dead Horse. And it's like, okay. You know, sounds like some of that spaghetti western. You know what I mean? That they love in this Fallout universe.
And who is the man?
It is the ghoul himself, who is the man from Dead Horse.
And I believe that's the film that we saw them shooting in the one episode, right?
No. I'm pretty sure because that was the one that he didn't understand the point of killing the guy.
And I think that was the scene he watched.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, he's basically watching that's got to be a wild. It's so weird trying to get into the mind of a fictional ghoul, but it's got to be the weirdest thing to literally be sitting on a couch as a ghoul all fucked up 200 years later watching your normal self.
Mhm.
That's weird.
But yeah, that's a pretty big fucking trip.
Yeah. And that's...
But, I mean, that's how it all ends.
That's how it all ends. He's just sitting there. Nuts. He's sitting there just getting fucking high and drunk and watching some old movies of himself. I mean, who hasn't done that?
Not mad at all. Not mad at all. Look, somebody has to watch my holiday videos. It ain't gonna be my friends. It ain't gonna be my family. So it's gotta be me.
Fair enough. Right? Yeah, I get it. I do get it.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to have episode 5 for you next week, and then we are actually going to be taking the following week off. It is my anniversary. It is my 10 years with my wife, married. I want to go ahead and make sure we celebrate correctly.
That's a big one, man. A decade.
Yeah.
I just celebrated my half decade.
I mean, 2 decades together. You know what I mean? We're about to hit that. We're about to hit 20 years with that, so.
Yeah.
But because of that and because I want to be the good husband and the good guy, We'll take a week off, and then we'll jump right back in with a free and new.
Yep.
The very first thing that we come back with, and then we'll give you guys episode 6 and just keep it moving. So until then, I'm gonna let Ant do all that nice stuff that he can do.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're gonna connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
this was a show from
Duck Shows Old Movie Productions.